Welcome to Renew Devotionals. In this time with God and His Word today, we're studying the book Song of Songs. Before beginning, take a few moments to center your heart. Ask God to give you faith, wisdom, and humility as you hear and respond to His Word. Our scripture today comes from Song of Songs, chapter 8, verse 6.
Put me like a seal over your heart, like a seal on your arm. For love is as strong as death. Jealousy is as severe as Sheol. Its flashes are flashes of fire, the very flame of the Lord.
Song of Songs is a book about romantic love, but it speaks to any relationship status. Are you in a relationship and in love? Are you single and hoping to find your person? Are you single and content? Or maybe are you in a relationship but feeling unhappy and disappointed? The truths in Song of Songs speak to each of these situations. The book is a collection of poems written either by Israel's King Solomon or another Israelite following Solomon's philosophy. And the poetry expresses correspondence between a newly married husband and wife. The book's most direct aim is to convince the reader to treasure sexual intimacy within the bounds of marriage. The wife says to her audience three times throughout this short book, "Do not arouse or awaken my love until she pleases." But I love the way she goes about convincing the reader to wait for intimacy. She doesn't approach the subject legalistically or even focus on what you're not supposed to do. Instead, she paints a picture of her relationship with her husband to show how desirable and worth waiting for committed marital intimacy is. Throughout the book, we're given beautiful descriptions of marriage and intimacy. Let me read you a few of the bride's words in Song of Songs, chapter 2. Like an apple tree among the trees of the forest, so is my beloved among the young men. In his shade I took great delight and sat down, and his fruit was sweet to my taste. He has brought me to his banquet hall, and his banner over me is love. Refresh me with raisin cakes, sustain me with apples, because I am lovesick. His left hand is under my head, and his right hand embraces me. With her desirable portrayal of her husband and sex within marriage, the newlywed bride is essentially trying to convince her unmarried friends. Don't be with the person who isn't completely committed to his love for you. Don't settle for the person you don't fully respect. Don't waste your time on the person who doesn't respect or value you. See what I have, a man who loves me, a beautiful and secure relationship. If you desire intimacy, wait for marriage and for this type of spouse. Modern statistics on relationships actually support this view of sex. Rebecca McLaughlin wrote a book called The Secular Creed, in which she argues with popular views on hot topics. Listen to her take on the contemporary view of sex. McLaughlin says, "The sexual revolution of the 1960s was sold to us as the liberation of women. For centuries, men had been finding ways to sneak around marriage and have commitment-free sex. Thanks to the pill, now women could as well. But in the last 60 years, despite gains in freedom and opportunities, women's self-reported happiness in America has declined. Why? Part of the reason is that commitment-free sex is a poisoned chalice." She continues on. "Stable marriage correlates with mental and physical health benefits for both men and women. But being married seems to be a particularly significant factor in happiness for women. Conversely, multiple studies have shown that for women in particular, increasing our number of sexual partners correlates with worse mental health, including higher levels of sadness, suicide, depression, and drug abuse." And here's what really stood out to me given the norm of our culture's presentation of sex. McLaughlin says, married people experience more and better sex than their unmarried peers do. In fact, a recent study found that women in highly religious marriages were twice as likely as their secular peers to say they were satisfied with their sexual relationship. God wants us to reserve sex for marriage, not to withhold something from us, but so that we might enjoy it in the best way. So, for the unmarried, Song of Songs encourages steadfast commitment to God, accepting His design for intimacy within the bounds of marriage. But Song of Songs also aims to inspire married couples to cultivate deeper intimacy. The book shows us that God values a marriage full of pursuit, adoration, and faithfulness. This is because God designed marriage to reflect the type of relationship Jesus has with His people, the church. Throughout Scripture, Christ's second coming to earth is compared to a wedding feast. Jesus is the bridegroom, and the church is His bride. At Christ's return, Christians will experience complete intimacy with Him, fulfilling their deepest desires for connection. But this isn't just a future reality. Think about engaged couples getting ready for their wedding. They are still getting to enjoy the closeness of their relationship, even if it's not all it will be once they're married. It's the same with us and Jesus. Even before He comes back, we can experience intimacy with Him. God knows you and loves you more than you can imagine, and you get to encounter and experience this when you draw near to Him through things such as reading His word, or talking to Him in prayer, through worship, or connecting with other Christians. Whether you're single or married, valuing the unity, love, and commitment of marital intimacy enhances your understanding of the unity, love, and commitment you share with Jesus. Now, maybe this topic is triggering for you because you're feeling shame over not honoring God's design for sex. Or maybe you're feeling discouraged and lonely as you watch all your friends get into relationships while you stay single. Maybe you're married, but there's a lack of intimacy in the relationship. You feel disappointed by the state of how things are. If this is you, Jesus is calling you to draw near to Him. He offers forgiveness and love greater than any found in another relationship. While romantic letdowns are extremely difficult to deal with, they can serve to lead us to the one who will never let us down. Take a moment to draw near to God. Ask Him to give you a deeper experience of closeness in your relationship with Him. How much Jesus wants you to experience true satisfaction in Him. He left heaven to make God known to you, to give you belonging in His family, to draw you into a relationship with Him so close that the Bible describes His love and presence as being within you. As you listen to the worship song coming up, praise God for the closeness of His loving presence with you.
To encounter and let go of the things that I thought I knew, to understand your heart, to encounter you, the one and only thing that I want to do. Come show me who you are, and I wanna know you more than anyone.